hot off the presses, move aside Brad Stevens, Don Sweeney has agreed to a 2-year contract extension as general manager of the Boston Bruins.
Well earned. He was able to get once they got that first round pick for Marchand, once he hit his minimum, once he got the extra games played or whatever, they're like, you need a 2-year deal.
You can't keep getting away with it. What? Why?
More Sweeney. Well, this was a good year. Yeah, they had a good year.
No, it's true. It went very well.
They traded the whole roster away. They're an absolute mess.
It's good insight from Joe Hags on Twitter.
Always.
Bruins and Don Sweeney announced a 2-year extension for the GM. Smart to take care of him now.
Yeah.
As they search for a head coach that's going to want to know the guy who is hiring him as job security. So that makes it smart.
That's smart.
I guess it's a good
Good call.
It's a smart,
this guy's been
move
crushing
by
it lately. He's got the Midas touch, the Don Sweeney. So a huge draft coming up for him. But that's
no,
also,
God, please, no.
Now, I'm not surprised by this. I know a lot of people are reacting like, are you serious? But they brought him back. Jacobs came out there and gave him a full defense. When they, at the trade deadline, they had the written statements. And then afterwards, that press conference, which went on for like 2 days, Jacobs, Neely, and Sweeney up there just feeling the heat. Like, those guys did get pressed. And they defended Sweeney, so he wasn't going to go into a lame duck year. So I'm not shocked by this. I just do think it is kind of glaring for fans that are like, you fired all these coaches that have been crushing it. This guy has not, and he not only does he stay, but you're extending him?
Can I just tell you, what horrible PR by the Bruins to wait until a random Tuesday afternoon to do this? Like, tuck this in the middle of like a Celtics playoff game. The Celtics just finished. You're in the spotlight. Like, horrendous.
Guys, talk about PR. Us.
Yeah, like, why would you do this?
Yeah.
Bury this on a Friday night. And we'd probably rip you for that, too, and be like, oh, they're trying to hide the news. But at least you'd kind of bury it. This is right out
at
there in the middle of nowhere.
For them.
Yeah, I mean,
do you want just some of the Twitter responses to the Bruins post?
Yeah. Are they like Joe's? Are they different?
They're not like Joe's.
Oh, okay, good. No. It's not a smart move. The Bruins fans don't.
Brian on Twitter just wrote, why?
Yep.
JB said, so more bad trades, bad contracts, and failed cup runs? Sounds like a good time. David says, W for the rest of the Atlantic. Jeremy says, LMFAO, we are never going to be good again.
Okay. Our text line.
A bunch of GIFs and memes. Yeah.
Just reacting to the news, all caps, yuck. Holy stupid, effing.
Yeah, people don't like it.
Poop.
I don't think
great, let the sucking continue. I do like this one from Dice. I thought the breaking news was Greg threw out his back warming up.
The match is on.
Yeah.
Now, the match is on, and Don Sweeney just got a 2-year extension, and you and I both had ruled out a Brad Marchand return.
Yeah.
For anybody holding out any kind of hope at all that he would return, this would certainly end that. He traded him, wouldn't give him the money. It was this group that was butting heads with him. It was Sweeney and Neely that were putting their foot down. Maybe Jacobs as well. Probably Jacobs as well. But it's not like a new guy comes in and is like, we'll take Marchand back.
No. Florida just traded for Marsh.
No, you traded Marsh.
You traded.
Florida traded for Marsh.
So I'm with you. I'm not surprised. I mean, I didn't expect to wake up today and read about a Sweeney extension and have it announced in the middle of the show. I guess I'm surprised at the timing of
but
it.
The
and
lame
it seems
duck
like poor
year,
yeah, but they weren't. You knew at that Jacobs press conference he was ultimately going to be the guy in charge.
Yeah.
Should we read into 2 years at all? Like, that's not exactly throwing a ton of support behind him, which I guess if you want like a silver lining in what is bad news, it's bad news. I don't want Don Sweeney here, but if he's going to be here, it's only a 2-year deal, which means really, I mean, what? He's going to be on the hot seat already going into this year? Oh, does he have the...
No, well, like 2-year extension. It's through the 27-28 season.
It is. Why did I think he was up?
Well, no, this was his last year.
Right. I thought he was already up. I kind of thought he was at the tail end of his deal. So he still had the year left.
No, yeah, he had 1 year left, but I think it's still like you're going into your last year. And
yeah, so that's not even the silver lining I was hoping for. Not even the silver lining I was hoping for.
So technically 3 years, but then if you want to play that game out, it's really 2 years until once again you're in this situation. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but he the last time did go played out a lame duck year.
See, that's what I thought.
He's done that once before.
And maybe that's why I thought they were doing it again.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, they just did it with Montgomery. They're not afraid to go into lame duck years with people.
Because, like, the draft has been one of his biggest issues, obviously. And you're not going to know if this draft pick is a hit or a miss for a couple years, right? Like, this contract might be over. And then you're like, oh, that guy is really good. Because they're not picking one or two. So I don't think you're going to get a guy that plays immediately anyway. Like, you're not going to know how bad the draft is. But, yeah, they got their offseason cut out for him. And he's got to hire another coach. And all those guys, even though I know Cam Neely was, like, shouting down reporters a couple of weeks back about – or, no, Sweeney himself actually was, too, about this is an original six teams, one of the best jobs in hockey. People want to play here. They don't care if it's me. Like, well, they're still going to have questions about why all these other coaches who got snapped up immediately
– they should.
Coaching playoff teams – why would I have any kind of job security?
So they should ask those kind of questions.